Ministers have spent £800 million trying to stop students dropping out of university courses. Yet a report by a committee of MPs today suggests that the plan's failing. Nearly a quarter of the 230,000 full-time students entering university each year drop out before graduating. And it's the poorer, older or disabled students, or indeed those with families, who are more likely to do so. Professor Rick Traynor is president of Universities UK. Sally Hunt is general secretary of the University and College Union. Welcome to you both. And Sally Hunt, first of all, do you agree with that list, that it's those students who are dropping out?
Oh, I certainly do. Our members tell me all the time that there isn't enough time for them to give the pastoral care that they know that they should, and also that vital academic support for people who are not used to university or are juggling many, many different aspects of their lives is lacking, not because of the lack of care or the lack of commitment from the student, but because there are just too many students in the system and not enough permanent staff in order to support them.
Well, Mr. Traynor, ministers, according to some critics, are forcing universities to take large numbers of unsuitable students in order to meet Labour's pledge to get 50% of all school leavers participating in higher education by 2010. Is that policy now coming home to roost?
No, I don't think so. I think perhaps the report and Sally Hunt have been a little too gloomy here. Obviously, universities would like to have more resource, and if we had more resource, we could do even more for these students. But during the period that the Select Committee was looking at, the number of students went up by something like 25%, and yet the graduation rate remained among the highest in the world. And of course, in absolute terms, the number of people graduating during that period, the disadvantaged students as well as other students, actually went up.
Well, may I just quote from the report? Edward Lee, the committee chairman, said, 5 years on from our last report on student retention, the percentage of students dropping out from their original universities had not budged from 22%, and this is despite £800 million being paid to universities over the same period. So the money's been going in, and yet there's been no change.
Yes, but as I say, that rate is one of the highest in the world. The money's been used to keep it as low as it is. We're not complacent about this. We'd like the rate to be even lower. But I don't think you can conclude from the statistics that were before the Public Accounts Committee that the money has been wasted.
Well, Sally Hunt, how could you get the rates lower?
A number of very, very simple things. You need to improve the number of staff that are available to give, the pastoral care that these students need. Students need to be at the very heart of a university, and what our members keep telling us is that despite trying their very best, they are stretched too thin. Regularly, we are having reports of students being taught in numbers that are in the high tens, 20s, 30s, 40s. We're not talking about an education system that was the same as 20 years ago. We're talking about mass education in many universities. What we need to do is to focus back on what students need, and that means resource. And to be honest, it also means a bit of honesty. These figures actually tell us something very, very serious. What the government has asked us to do is to bring in poorer, older, disabled students, those from working class backgrounds. If those students are not staying, then we have to examine what's going wrong. And the staff that I represent tell me that they need better resources and more permanent staff to support them.
And Rick Traynor, can you confirm that students who recruit those sorts of students from poor backgrounds, for example, receive more money? The government pays special retention grants for extra tutoring and pastoral care, don't they?
There is some. It's not a huge amount. I agree with Sally Hunt that we could use even more resource. I think the key point is that if you're broadening the university system, as has been done, and has very largely been done successfully, it requires more resource when you have a system that's standing still in terms of numbers and social composition.
You keep talking about more resource, but isn't the money that's being put in already not being handled properly? For example, there is a flaw in the system, isn't there, which means that universities aren't penalised for recruiting students who don't graduate, and yet they're given this extra money to bring in these students, but they don't have to see them through to the end.
That's not true. If the students don't graduate along the way, the universities lose the money. I think the key point here is that the extra resource I'm talking about is that if we had even more university teachers then, and more people providing the kind of academic and financial counseling that's been used with this money that the committee's referring to, we could do an even better job. But my key point is that if you look at these graduation rates, a very good job has already been done considering the expansion in the system.
Well, Sally Hunt, do you agree that there is a good job being done, but it needs more work?
I think that the members I represent do an incredible job bringing people through a university system. And I do think that everybody ought to remember that education is something that we should celebrate and support. But what we have to do is say not cut price education and not at a level where the staff are being stretched so that they can't give the quality that they want. Good grants, good resources, good pastoral care, and you will find that these students will be able to graduate. And that's what we're all aiming for.
Sally Hunt and Professor Rick Traynor, thank you both very much.